Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and we have Terry Sayer on the call tonight. So excited to have her back from her many travels. And let's start off how we normally do by sharing how our week went. Why don't you go first, Terry, since you've had all the excitement?
Oh, I have. I had a lot of excitement. It's been great. I listened to the show last week, and it was awesome, and I really appreciate Lorraine being on with Kelly, and they had a good discussion on accountability, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. Listened to it in the car when I was in Dublin this last week working with some great teachers up there. So I also had the amazing opportunity to attend Pathways to Change workshop, which is what the 12 steps that we've been working on for the last year and a half, with Sherry Peterson and Larissa Jay, who put on just an amazing workshop that was so well orchestrated and created a transformational opportunity for everyone in attendance. And I met some committed and amazing women that were at this workshop. It was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it was freezing cold. But I never felt the effect of that because there was so much warmth and energy that was being generated within that our conference room where we were working. And I was there with two of my favorite cohorts, Katrina Thompson and Carolyn McGuire from New York and Boston. And we all met there and roomed and just spent some time processing and going deeper into the work and really looking at where we were and where we want to be and how we can use these amazing strategies and these insights around these 12 steps to freedom to get to our goals and to really be clear on our intentions and to have this opportunity to grow and to learn as we navigate this journey called life. So it was really great. I've had some time to process and go over it with Kelly, and we're really excited about what we do on this show and how that supplements and augments the things that we do on our Fearless Generations show. So it was a very rewarding and amazing 4 days that I spent in Minnesota, surrounded by 4 days and four more days that I spent in Dublin working with teachers. And that's not Dublin, Ireland. That would have been really nice. It's Dublin, California. And so it's been a really busy 2 weeks, a lot of traveling, a lot of time in the car, driving, and being able to just really kind of almost meditate during that time frame when I'm in the car just thinking about what I want and how I can get those things and how I can be true to myself and my essential nature and keep fear from stopping me from getting those things that I want. And for me, that's one of the little insights that I had was that for me, it's that busyness syndrome. You know, if I keep really busy, sometimes I can avoid doing the things I really want to do or I say I want to do by keeping busy and saying yes to everybody except myself. So Some insights I really gained that I can share with you as we go through these 12 steps. So that's my story. And then we had Kelly and her little family were down here Saturday, and we did family pictures with Jay's mom and myself as a part of that. And that was really a very special time to look at my amazing family that I'm so grateful for. So anyway, that's kind of, in a nutshell, some of the things that I've done. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show, so that kind of brings you up to date.
Awesome. thank you. Yeah, I wish I could have gone to that workshop with you guys. I had originally planned on it, but it didn't work out. But now I can support Sari in presenting that workshop here in California, and then I get to participate. Yeah, for me this week, it's just been a lot more schoolwork and homework, and as Sherry said, my mother-in-law came to town this weekend, and so that was a lot of fun. We don't get to see her a whole lot. She lives in Arizona, and so the kids always love to have her around, so it was really fun. The last time we saw her was Thanksgiving when we went to Arizona, but we didn't get spend a lot of time with her then. And she taught the girls how to make these leather bead things that you put in your hair, and they all made like several of them and gave some to their friends, and they all have several that they've been wearing in their hair since, and I'm very excited about that, and got to spend some good quality time with her, and we got to take pictures with both the grandmas in the pictures and our family, and to update our family photo. It had been a little while since we had done that. I think the last time we did it was right before Liam turned one. So it's been over a year. And so that was exciting. And hopefully those turn out well. It was a little foggy where we were. So I'm hoping that those turn out really good. Other than that, today my husband had the day off, so we all slept in and had a lazy morning, and then we went and watched a movie. We went and saw the Peanuts movie, which was pretty cute, all about Charlie Brown and how he can you know, go the distance and prove to his friends that he is successful at what he puts his, you know, his energy towards, and wins the heart of the redheaded girl. So super cute. And everyone did pretty well in the movie. The only one that was a little, up and down was Liam, which he did better than I thought he was going to do. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went and got ice cream, and then we came home and the kids rode bikes. So it was a really fun day of family time. So, good day overall. This week we're talking specifically when it comes to being accountable with proactive behaviors. And I think with being accountable, some of the most powerful proactive behaviors can be a life log and acknowledgement. I think that a life log kind of holds us holds the line for us of, you know, it's a way to be able to check and see if we actually are spending our time on those things that we say that we're committed to spending our time with. It says, you know, it's proof that we are or are not keeping our commitments. I think also acknowledgments can assist in that same way, that we can acknowledge ourselves daily for those things that we are doing, you know, that we're working towards, risks that we've taken, commitments that we've kept, and it's a daily thing that we can do to hold ourselves accountable to those commitments that we've made, those decisions that we're trying to make on a regular basis. And I think when we see ourselves making better choices on a regular basis, we want to kind of keep that going, and we want to up our game, and we want to, you know, make even more proactive behaviors. But I think also when we're having a rough day, we can go back and we can look at those things, and we can say, well, what were we doing when we were on fire, when we were just doing proactive behavior after proactive behavior, and kind of look back and say, okay, well, we did this, this, and this. Is any of this something that I could do today to get myself you know, out of this funk, or, you know, looking at our acknowledgments, we can say, okay, I'm having a rough day, but look at all these things that I've accomplished. Look at all these things that I've done, and look where, you know, how far I've come, and kind of use that as a way to get us out of our funk, or to get us looking forward again and moving forward again. What do you find helps you the most, Terry, with staying accountable or helping yourself when you're in a rough patch?
Yeah, for me, I think I've shared before that it's really helpful for me to do the daily accountability and gratitude journal. And so that helps me to be accountable in two ways. One is it helps me be accountable to the blessings that I have. And it mm-hmm. helps me to be aware of those blessings and the things I'm grateful for that keep me focused on the positive and how abundant life is and can be when you focus on choices that you make that you can be grateful for and the opportunities you have to really see life as a challenge and an opportunity, and that there's blessings in those as well. And the acknowledgments then give you the chance to be accountable for the things that you personally have done. And that's helpful. When we were at the workshop in Minnesota, one of the things that we really felt good about was that we came to an understanding that accountable, the part of accountable that's really transformational and that helps you so much is I count. So accountable, mm-hmm. I count. I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to tell the truth. And I'm going to, as you talked about last week with Lorraine, my values and my actions are going to be aligned because I count. And that's really, that was something that a lot of the people talked about when we were referring to the step of accountability, is recognizing that when we have self-love and we let ourselves be in alignment with our values, then we count. And so if we count, then being true to ourselves and doing what we say we're going to do and using a life log or an accountability log, accountability partner, whatever that keeps you focused on what really matters to yourself and you're clear on that, it just made a huge difference to people, because we often don't love ourselves. We have this kind of beating ourselves up syndrome, or for me it's this, well, let me just see how busy I can be, how many things can I do, and that's how I count. But in reality, mm-hmm. I count because I'm me, and mm-hmm. and I'm a unique individual, and I have the power within myself to make a difference in the world and make a difference for the people that I love, and that's because I count. And so mm-hmm. in order for me to have that feeling, then I'm going to be accountable to my intentions. I'm going to be accountable to my values. I'll be accountable to myself through proactive behaviors that keep me aligned with those values and those intentions. So it was kind of a big breakthrough for a lot of people at the workshop, was the way that Larissa and Sherry presented this step was pulling out of accountable count. I count. And that was mm-hmm. really life-changing for several people that shared that during the remainder of the workshop. We come back to that point that was really monumental in helping them to be accountable. And it's the fact that you love yourself and you know that you count and you can make a difference. There's a journey and there's a pathway to making that a reality, and that's by being accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like that, I don't know if I've thought of that before about I count, and I think that mm-hmm. since both of our focuses this year is about self-love and self-care, if we start making proactive behaviors with the theme that I count, you know, how would that change how we look at proactive behaviors? You know, would we make different ones? Would we make different choices if we started with I count? Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times as mothers or grandmothers or people with responsibilities, we tend to, you know, responsibilities of other people, being in charge of other people, we tend to take care of those people first and us, you know, somewhere down the line in the line of, you know, responsibilities and priorities. And if we put ourselves first, if we say we count, and we take care of ourselves first, how then, you know, how much more then are we able to give to those people and to those responsibilities that we have, because we're coming from a place of being full and loving ourselves and portraying that forward to them. And I think that even though I tell myself that and I know that, I still tend to take care of them before me. And mm-hmm. And I think that that is an important part of being accountable to our commitments. Are we really committed to loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves? Because if we are, then we will make choices to take care of ourselves first, mm-hmm. or to make sure that there is time in the day to meet our needs and to take care of ourselves. And I think that I have been doing that to a certain extent, and I've even gone to the point where I've, you know, said, you know, mom just needs 5 minutes to take care of herself, or I've been locking my door when I go to the bathroom so that they don't come in when I'm in there, or mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, little things to you know, take care of myself, ask for what I need more, not, you know, compromise myself as much when it comes to, you know, pleasing other people, and, you know, really start to own what it is that serves me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought of that as being accountable necessarily. I just thought it was, you know, me taking little steps towards loving myself more. But I think it does tie into accountable. I think it, and they are proactive behaviors or proactive choices that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking at it that way, then I can acknowledge myself for those things more fully because I'm looking mm-hmm. at them with more power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was, it was different. It was a step, or maybe going deeper into the idea of compassion, which we did last mm-hmm. month, and how compassion and compatibility work synergistically. And that's one thing that I was impressed with throughout the workshop, was how these steps are sequenced in a specific way for a specific reason. And that mm-hmm. compassion allows us to let go of our past, maybe let go of secrets or excuses or failures that we've had in the past. And if we can let go of those, that's a bit of accountability as well, by recognizing compassion for ourselves, letting go of the past, secrets, fears, excuses, failures. Because when you release those, then you make space in your body for what your intentions are and what your... So that, just like you said, then those things have no power over you, and you have the power to really move forward. And mm-hmm. because you created space for those new areas in your life that you want to count, you know, just like we're doing, mm-hmm. really working on the health issues. So it was just really... Like Carolyn McGuire, who was with us, she said, you know, I went there to kind of watch the workshop because we're getting ready to do one ourselves. But what happened was we really did some deep work in our own stuff. And mm-hmm. so releasing some of those secrets and those past failures as a part of accountability was really eye-opening in terms of compassion, and how compassion, you build upon compassion to be accountable.
because you count, you know, and it's that self-love and that ability to forgive yourself and to have compassion for yourself and others that allows you then to really be honest with yourself and tell yourself the truth. And that's where the accountability comes in with the compassion. If you weren't compassionate and just told yourself the truth with no compassion, you'd be beating yourself up. But by doing those in tandem, one, you know, understanding compassion and then being accountable to your actions and your choices, then you have the capacity to forgive and to move on, you know. And so it was very, very enlightening, and I'm glad we have this chance to talk about it since we just kind of made that insight. I mean, there were several of us that talked about that for quite a while after the actual exercises and activities around that. So It was very, very eye-opening and just revelatory that it's a part of accountability, is that compassion of how you count and forgiving yourself and moving forward with proactive behaviors and being able to do that with compassion as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what I love the most about this work, is that no matter how many times you go over this information, there's always an opportunity to go deeper or to expand your awareness of how this tool can support you in moving forward in your life. And, you know, like, this is our second time going through these steps, but there's still, you know, opportunities to go deeper and to expand the possibilities and opportunities to us as we see how this tool or this step can support us in going forward and, you know, in moving deeper into the work. And I think that, you know, like, you guys went there open, and that's why you were able to go deeper into the work, even though that you had no set expectations of doing that. You were going there to learn about the workshop itself, but you were, because you went there open, you were able to go deeper and into the work and, you know, get so much out of it individually, as well as learning more about the workshop, so that you can then go and present the same material for others. So that's one of the main reasons why I became a Fearless Living Coach, is because I know how this work has helped me, and I want to bring it to others and help them to have that same growth. And so I just think that that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and it was so heartwarming to be present when other human beings, other women, were making these really insightful connections with the steps of awareness through love, that they could incorporate that into their choice making and into their understanding of their intentions and really aligning their values with their actions. And it's just always, for me, it's an affirmation that my passion to do this work is truly my passion, when I see others experience what I've experienced in terms of applying these principles to my life and being more clear on my pathway and just feeling more joy because of the choices that I make, and that they're all becoming one complete whole of a journey that I can see how it cycles back and forth and around, and it's just a wonderful circular kind of movement that flows. And when I'm stuck, I can apply a principle, I can apply a tool, I can apply a strategy, and fear is no longer nagging and holding my heart and keeping me from being true to myself. And I know that there's so much more that I can do to feel that joy and to be able to more quickly pull myself back from the self-defeating behaviors that fear puts me in, you know, puts me into, as far as making that choice that this is what I'll do, rather than
a self-affirming behavior or proactive behavior, looking at something in a different way and being willing to be open. And there's just so much work to be done, and it's so exciting to be able to share that with other people and to see other people take that on and hear their brilliance as they make those connections and have that understanding. And that's what the community does, and that's why coaching is becoming more and more my pathway and what my passion is and how I want to go through this life, being able to display that to others and to give others the opportunity to have these strategies and concepts in their life. So I know you're feeling that too, and I see that in your actions, and I see all the work you're doing, and you've been inspiring to me, and getting your blog up and having the meetups and just reaching out to others to share this amazing work with them.
Thank you. You do it as well. And hopefully we'll have some more workshops available for people who are here locally coming up in the future. And the one that we're talking about right now, Pathways to Change, we're hoping to be able to have Terry be able to present that sometime this year. A workshop
to lunch today with a couple of friends of mine, and one of them said, "Oh, what's that thing you're doing?" And I explained to her that I wasn't going to be doing it the way I had thought I was, because I was thinking of doing it in four different sessions. And after going to it in Minneapolis, I just feel like it needs to be done consecutively and not break it up, because it would lose a lot of its power. So We're going to look at some more dates and have it a two-day workshop. And so that will be coming soon. We're going to pick a date. Kelly's going to support and do a lot of the behind-the-scenes, helping me get people registered and holding the space while I do that workshop. And hopefully we'll be able to do it soon. And people are really interested in it. So I think we'll be able to get a nice group of people and really spread fearless living here in our local sphere of influence. And I think that will make a difference for our community and for our friends and acquaintances and people that are interested in transforming their lives. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you and Carolyn and Katrina are thinking about putting together a pretty awesome workshop as well. And So when we have more information about that, we'll definitely let you all know, because it'll be one that I think a lot of people will be interested in and want to attend, so, because I'm excited about it. So.
And that one will probably be on the East Coast, so we'll be able to have our friends on the East Coast attend that one.
Yeah. And we'll definitely keep you in the know of everything that we have going on. And for any of our local listeners here in Fresno, I do have a meetup group. It's called Fearless Living Fresno. I think it's not too hard to look up. And we're having monthly meetings, and I'm sharing different tools. People are coming together to support each other and living fearless. Terry also has a meetup group. I'm not sure what it's called right now, but you can look that up. If you put in Fearless Living to Larry, you can probably find that. Of course, we're always here for you every Monday night on Fearless Generations, and you have access to our Facebook page and our website. If you would like any more support, please contact us there. And we'd love to have you come on the show and get support, coaching, or answer questions. So please contact us there if that's something you're interested in. And we will see you next week as we continue to discuss accountable. We'll be wrapping it up next week moving forward. So thank you for coming, and have a great week, everyone.
Good night. Be fearless.